Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. If this is your first time tuning in to the show, thank you so very much. We really appreciate you stopping by this evening. We know you have busy schedules, but we look forward to speaking with you and getting messages from you and I'm talking to you about issues concerning women. If you're a longtime listener, we appreciate you as well, because if it wasn't for you, I still wouldn't be on this broadcast. So thank you so very much. Tonight is Thursday. It is April the 7th, 2016. I'm so excited about things that are coming in the coming months. We are springing forward into some wonderful events that are happening, and I'm going to share a few of them with you tonight. I have on the line my intern who's been assisting me for the last few, almost more than a couple of months now, and her name is Kiki Wilson, so I'm going to bring her on the line in just a few minutes. But I just wanted to give you a little bit more information about how to get in contact with me. My telephone number is 757-567-6734. If you would like to call in to the show tonight, the number to call in is 1-347-850-8717, and my email address is icwdirector@gmail.com. Tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about financing your business and your personal life, growing and empowering other women, and we're going to talk about women in leadership. So I'm going to bring my intern from Black & Stratton College on the line and to say hello to her. Kiki, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everyone.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. How was your week thus far?
Hectic, but, you know.
That's every day, every day.
Yes.
So, you know, if I had a theme for tonight's show, it would be getting over the hump. And I've been looking at that, and it's and you know my last name is Humphrey, so it kind of you know I didn't want to be like cliche, you know, but it makes sense for what we're doing tonight and talking about finance, talking about women in leadership. How can we reach back and pull somebody over the hump and help them get to where they want to go? So I'm really excited about our show tonight. So Kiki, can you tell the audience who you are and about your upcoming graduation and anything else you want to share?
Okay. My name is Kiki Wilson, but everybody calls me Kiki for short because a lot of people can't pronounce my name. I am currently a student at Bryan & Stratton College. I graduate this year, June 12th, and I'm getting a degree in criminal justice. And my degree is mainly towards helping our youth and our children. I have a strong sense of thinking that our future lies in the hands of our kids. So if they're properly trained and groomed, then they'll be successful in life for further years to come. Because right now, I think that our kids are in disarray right now. Like, it's so much violence and things that's happening to them that they need strong, positive people in their lives to let them know that they don't have to do what everybody else is doing. They can see their way out of any situation that's put before them. And I just want to do my part in keeping them safe, like I always have ever since I was a little girl. I've always cared for children, I mean, from the young age at 10 years old, I always babysitted. It was embedded in me because my mom did the same thing. So that's all I saw. I was always a house full of kids. And, you know, you just want to protect them. And I don't have kids, so I'm a big, a very, very big protector. So I just feel like I'm supposed to save everyone. I know I can't, but I'm going to try my best to.
Okay,
so
great.
So in the future, I have a few things that I want to do within my degree, as far as opening up a group home and also having classes and stuff that can teach them different tools and things that they need for when they get older, and, you know, things to start them off for college and job wise, so they can be prepared for life instead of, you know, their street life, because nothing's promised to nobody tomorrow. So we have to seize today.
Okay. Great. Absolutely wonderful. So if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Issues Concerning Women radio talk show, and with your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and my intern from Bryan Stratton College is Ms. Kiki Wilson, and she was just sharing her passion and her dream about opening a home for children. And she's, you know, a big sister to other children, and an auntie, and I'm sure a cousin, and, you know, a friend, and a woman who has a goal, and I'm really excited to have been working with her. Her internship is going to be ending soon, but I hope she'll come back and visit me on the show from time to time. Okay. Okay, great. So I am really excited. We've actually had the opportunity to work on a few projects together, and before she actually leaves, you know, we're going to share some things with our listening audience. So you just have to tune in every week so you can see what's going on with Kiki and myself. So, Kiki, thank you for coming on the show tonight and hanging out with me. It's great to have someone to bounce back ideas off of and to work on the project with. So I really thank you for that.
No problem.
Okay, great. So tonight we're going to talk about just what Kiki was saying. How do we give back to the community? How do we help someone get over the hump? How do we reach back and help someone else? And we know that, of course, we have to have goals and dreams and great self-esteem and all of those wonderful things, but there's some other things that we need to do as well. There's some things that we don't need to do. So we're going to talk about that for a few minutes and just give you some ideas of some things that can help make your days better and prepare you for the path that has already been ordained for you, and you just need to walk in it. So one of my pet peeves, and I tell everybody this whenever I'm speaking, I'm going to put you on mute, Kiki, for a second.
Okay.
One of the things that I really I'm sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. But one of the things that I really like to share when I'm teaching my classes is that some of the things we don't have to do, because we want to take on many roles and we have many ideas and many goals. But in order for us to do that, one of the things that we do have to do is be organized. One of the things that we don't have to do is do everything in one day. So sometimes people get the misconception that I have to do everything that's on my list today, and I have to get up, you know, running, and then you're exhausted by the end of the day. So you don't have to do everything that you have on your list, but you do have to have that list so that you can start planning and getting things done. So there's nothing better than having a plan. And as I always say, there's power in the plan, and that is the name of my book. And so I don't want to see it anywhere else, and I did copyright it, so there, you can't do anything with it. But if you're listening tonight, I always want to empower other women, and I want to empower families and men as well, because men are the head of our households for those, you know, that are engaged in their family lives. And we want them to be able to be in charge and organized as well. So some of the things we don't have to do. We don't have to get up in the morning and go on Facebook. We don't have to do that. We don't have to turn our alarm clocks off, but we do have to turn the pause button off. Okay, so you can use your alarm clock, but when the pause button comes on, don't turn that on. Then you need to get up and get started. You don't have to please anyone but yourself and our Heavenly Father above. You don't have to listen to negative people, and you don't have to engage in conversation with people that are not in your corner. So those are just a few of my don't do's. So I'm going to bring Kiki back on the line and see if she has any up her sleeve that she wants to share with the audience tonight. Kiki, do you have any don'ts that you don't have to do? Maybe she's on, still muted. So, Kiki, can you hear me? Okay. So, you know, with live radio, you know things do happen. So, anyway, we're going to keep it moving. So, we have to demonstrate a passion for what we're doing, and we have to always give back. I don't care what business you're in or what program you want to start or what project you're working on. You always have to give back. And giving back is just a way of letting others know that I'm here to help you get over the hump. I'm here to pull you and reach back and help someone else. And that's one of the things that we do have to do. And it's very important to us. So tonight I want to let you know about a class that's coming up. It's going to be April the 14th, 2016, and it's called Bank On. And it actually helps you get your finances in order. So if anyone is interested in attending the program, all you have to do is give me a call after the show at 757-567-6734, and I'll be more than happy to get you information. My class is filling up quickly. So even if you can't attend my class in Virginia Beach, there are other classes throughout Hampton Roads. And this is being sponsored by the city of Virginia Beach and is part of the Mayor's Challenge for our area. So we're really excited about that. The other thing that we want to share with you tonight is to start preparing for your financial success. And that's the other way that you're going to get over the hump. We do need each other to help each other, but we have to put strategies in place to make that happen. So I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back with Issues Concerning Women. You are listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show with your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. And my guest on the line is Ms. Kiki Wilson from Brighton Stratton College. And she's my intern for this semester and really excited to have her on the show. So we've been talking a little bit about getting over the hump and how we're going to do that. And so now I want to jump right into financial strategies for financial success. The way to do that is to ask yourself some questions. Are you really in a position to start saving for your future? Have you been thinking about retirement? What if I told you there was a product out there that you could invest your money and never have to worry about losing any of it, no matter what happened in the stock market? Are you ready for unexpected losses? If someone should pass away in your family, what would you do? Or if you became ill and you had to be taken care of, do you have a product in place so that you could lead a comfortable life? And do you have a product that you can get the money and use it right now? So, of course, these are probably some questions that you hadn't even thought about. But tonight we're going to just touch on that just for a little bit and give you something to think about. So the first question is, are you ready for your financial success? And I hope you're saying, yes, I am ready. It is spring 2016. I am ready to spring forth into whatever the universe has in store for me. I'm ready to put some strategies in place so that I can be better prepared for my future. So planning for growth and the success of you as an individual, or even you if you have a small business, is something that you can't do all at once. So you have to start with the basics. How are you going to do that? The first thing we need to do is to start a spending plan. Now, some people call it a budget, and a lot of people don't like the word budget. So we've changed around just a little bit so that you can see with a spending plan where your money is actually going. This is really hard for some of my students because once they realize that they are spending $5 a day, multiply that by five, and they're going to a coffee shop, they're spending $25 a week in coffee. Now, how are they going to solve that problem? Because they love the coffee. So the other thing you have to think about is, what am I willing to give up so that now I can start thinking about my financial success? This is really hard for a lot of people because nobody wants to carry around a book and write down every single thing. But I tell you, those that do that, they know where their money is going. And at the end of the week, they can tell you where they spent their money. Now, this is hard for some people. And like I said, my students sometimes have a hard time with this process because now that you know where your money is going, you are now have to be accountable for what you're spending your money on. So you actually have something to look at and that you see that every day I'm spending this $5, and at the end of the week I've spent $25 on coffee when I could have still gone out and got a great coffee from somewhere else, just not at a specialty shop. So why not, instead of not having coffee, which is the extreme for some people who love it, why not go to another place where you can actually have a great cup of coffee, but for $1.29? So that would cut your spending a great deal. So you're only spending $1.29 plus tax for your coffee versus spending $5 plus tax for your coffee. And can you see where that would make sense? Now, these are just some of the things that you can do to start looking at how you're spending differently, because nothing's going to happen until you do something different. And we hear that all the time because we are accustomed to doing things a certain way. We have a hard time changing what we do. So the other thing that we want to think about is, where can we save? If we're spending $200 a month for television programs, think about how much you would save if you would just go and get a movie, which are usually a dollar if you go to Redbox. Or if you get Netflix, it's $7 a month, and you can watch movies. Of course, they don't have all the great movies, which I found out, so we have to be truthful. So every now and then, you may want to go to a theater and see a movie. But if you started your spending plan, you will actually have money to do that. The greatest joy for my students is once they started the program with me, and I guess I need to back up a little bit. This program is for 10 months. I don't charge anything for it. I counsel and coach throughout the 10 months, not just myself but other financial coaches that volunteer their time to come in and to help the students to make their lives better and to be successful in their finances. So it's a long program, yes, but there is a reward at the end. For some of my students, it's nothing like seeing their face when 3 or 4 months into the program, they've been saving, they've been watching their money, they've opened a savings account for the first time, some of them, and now an emergency happens. And an example was one of my students, she was a single mom with 2 kids, and there was a problem with the refrigerator. Normally, she would not have any money to repair the refrigerator because she was living paycheck to paycheck. But about 4 or 5 months into the program, she has started saving every month, and she actually had cash to be able to repair her refrigerator. And that may not seem like a big thing to some people, But when you don't have a warranty on the refrigerator and you don't have any rainy day funds put away, that is a big deal. Because one, she would either have to go without a refrigerator and use a cooler or something, or she would have had to not pay one of her other bills so that she could get the refrigerator fixed. So what happened from her just being 4 or 5 months into the program, her children actually started to see a difference in how their mom was handling financial situations. Those kids started to save in their own little jars so that they could go out and do things with their mom each month. And so whatever little funds they received, whether it was allowance or birthday gifts, they would put it away, and then they would start to have money saved for a certain event. So this savings plan and this financial success is doable. You just have to want to do it. So the other thing about the financial class is that we actually help people to build their credit, because your credit score is so important nowadays when you're looking for a job, when you're buying a home, when you want to finance a car. Be saying, Ms. Humphrey, what does a job have to do with me having a good credit score? Well, if a employer does not find you credit worthy, they may not want to hire you for certain positions, especially in banking and finances and working in department stores. Because if your credit score is low, they've already predetermined that you probably have some spending habits or issues with money. So they don't want to bring that kind of person on. And you could be the best person in the world, and maybe your credit score is low because you've never applied for credit. And see, and that's what I tell my employees that work with me. Don't always assume that they don't have good credit because they went out and messed their credit up. They may not have good credit and a high credit score because they never applied for credit. So you have to be very careful when you're applying for credit and when you're looking at your credit score. And so that's a whole nother program. But tonight I just really wanted to touch base on that just a little bit, just to give you some pointers and some things that you can start to do to change your financial situation. There are always strategies out there. You can go online. You don't have to go to my class. You don't even have to go on my website. There are hundreds of websites out there that can help you. But please be very careful. Do you have a roadmap for your financial future? That's my question tonight. And if you don't have one, then you need to let me help you get over the hump. So I'm really excited about my programs that are coming up, and I wish everyone that is listening much success. So do your homework. Know what's available to you. There is a program called Credit Karma, and it is a free program, so you don't have to worry about anybody charging you or asking you for a credit card. You can go on creditkarma.com and look up your credit score. And once you enroll with them and sign up with them, each month or so, they will let you know where your credit score is. They will let you know if you have late payments on your account. They will let you know if things are on your account that you didn't put on there. These all prevent you from having a great credit score. So you have to use that strategy to make sure that your credit score is correct and that it is straight and that it is you and that no one else has been using your social security number or using your name for credit. This happens, ladies and gentlemen, more than we really want to talk about. So just be very careful about your credit score. Know what it is. Know if there are things that are on there that don't belong to you, you can get them off. So you need to talk to a credit counselor about that. The City of Virginia Beach offers so many programs to help our citizens and other cities as well, so I don't want to leave anybody out in Hampton Roads. But I know for certain that the Central Library, which is the Meyer Obendorf Library in Virginia Beach, offers so many classes. They even will do your taxes for you. I know that it's getting close to the 15th of the month. If you have not done your taxes and you live in the City of Virginia Beach or the surrounding area, they will help you do your taxes for free. You just need to call and find out when someone is going to be there to help you. I've given you a lot to think about tonight on Issues Concerning Women. We have about 5 more minutes to go, but if you need more help or if you are ready to get over the hump, if you're ready to have someone help you, push you, you know, mentor you, talk you through whatever it is that it takes for you to get your finances in order and to place strategies on your list of things that you have to do. Don't be afraid of money, because some people are afraid that, you know, I'm never going to be successful because I don't make a lot of money. Let me just clear that up for you. When we think about that, it does not matter how much money you have. It's not the amount, it's what you do with the money that you have. I have a mentor, his name is Mike Wilkes. He's with Five Rings Financial. He teaches us every month. He talks about middle-class Americans who just don't know how to save their money because nobody ever taught them. So if you're interested in learning more about finances, please contact me at 757-567-6734. Or go to my email address and send me a short email. Let me know that you were listening to the Issues Concerning Women radio show at icwdirector@gmail.com. Or you can hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. I'll be more than happy to speak with you. So we got about 4 minutes left. So I hope you enjoyed the information that I shared with you. We are talking about your roadmap to your financial future, about some financial strategies that you can use, starting a spending plan, how to start saving, how to get over the hump. And I really hope that you will take some of this advice that I've given tonight and just go forward and move forward with it. So I'm going to see if Kiki's back on the line and see if she wants to jump in before we end the show tonight. Kiki, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. And I just want to give you the opportunity to jump in if you have some things that you would like to share with the audience about their finances or about going to school and how they can get started in a program. Because I know it's very important to you that you finish your program. You're graduating this year, and somebody may be listening who thinks they can't afford to go to college. So any tips you can share tonight with them?
Yes, for anyone that's trying to go to school and think they don't have the money, we have financial aid, of course, but also Obama has passed a law that anyone can go to school, and if you are of a certain age, if you're older, they have free grants for people to go to college. Like if you're over, I think over 50 or something like that, you have to do the research on it. But I have been told a lot of different things by a lot of different people. So I don't want to say in particular because I can't give you a particular site or anything like that. But if you do the research on it, you can find that. And I'm going to attend your program on the 14th.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's a good program, and I want to share it with my friends on Facebook that's trying to start a business so they can know the things and the tools that they need to try to start.
Okay, wonderful. That is awesome. So I'm very excited about what is happening. We get the opportunity to empower others. That's our passion. That's what we strive for. That helps me to be able to share the knowledge that I have been given, and I'm truly blessed. So, Kiki, I want to thank you for coming on the show with me tonight, and I look forward to talking with you next week, and I hope you have a fabulous week.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like more information about Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, or about our upcoming classes, please give me a call after the show at 757-567-6734, or you can send me an email at icwdirector@gmail.com. It has been my pleasure and my delight to be with you tonight. As always, is our vision to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise, and nutritional classes. We have entrepreneurship programs, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. So thank you so very much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. We will see you next week. God bless you, and have a happy week. Good night.
Good night.